This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell is here.
Hello.
Kevin Flynn. Daniel, answering your calls when you ring us up at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple of guests next hour. One from Theodore Roosevelt National Park, the chief of interpretation and public affairs, going to talk about the do's and don'ts of being around the animals in the park. Consider that a little public service announcement. A little refresher,
you
right?
When I have Game and Fish on, you know, one of the things we regularly talk about is how you should not pick up the animals and put them in the back of your SUV and take them to the ranger station or anything like that.
Right.
Remember when that happened?
Yeah.
It's so cold, and it wasn't even that cold out to begin with, but it just create more problems.
Just a good refresher. It's, you know, there's plenty of summer left. Lots of folks in the park, so we'll talk about that. Linda Dempsey will be here. She's the vice president of the National Association of Manufacturers, discussing the NAFTA deal, which is now called, of course, the USMCA deal. It is right now on Nancy Pelosi's desk in the Let's Play Politics bin, right there on her desk. I don't want to, you know, and we're not very good at this, but if John Boehner or Paul Ryan had something like this on their desk, and farmers and ranchers already going through challenging times were being harmed as a result of the delay, do you not think there'd be a hue and cry of, look what you're doing to farmers, look what you're doing to ranchers? Of course there would. And meanwhile, they get by with it. I don't know why. But Nancy Pelosi, her chairman, Colin Peterson, AOC and the ilk, Omar, and, you know, that crowd, all of her leadership right now are saying, stick it, farmers. Up yours. After all, she's in California. What's she care about farmers? She's a San Francisco gal, right? It's ridiculous.
And I believe born and raised partly in Baltimore, because her dad was the mayor of Baltimore back then.
That's when the fun started in Baltimore, huh?
It could have been even before that, but,
interesting.
Yeah.
Once again, Donald Trump has found a way just to say something that is basic, simple reality, and the left turns it into a controversy. My favorite now is, yeah, well, Jared Kushner owns some apartments there, and there was some mice in there one time, and that's what they're saying. I mean, it's like, look, Jared Kushner's not the mayor of Baltimore. He's not Elijah Cummings, who's been in Congress for decades and was in legislature before that.
And he actually has renters in livable apartment buildings that had some, you know, issues.
It's not his job to
clean up. Where'd the mice come from?
It's not his job to clean up the garbage, which leads to more rats. It's not his job to take care of the rat infestation. None of that. Look, Democrats run cities, big cities, and many of these cities have big, big problems. And you know what? They never fix them. They just try and enslave the people in them to say, vote for me and you'll have more stuff. And they live in dumps.
Did you see the Orkin list? Orkin Pest Control put out a list of the top 10 cities with rat and mouse problems.
And I'm smart enough to jump on that whole topic, too, because now they're the people. So anyway.
And all of 10, Baltimore's number 6, I think, on the list. All 10 run by Democrats. San Francisco, number 1, rat and rodent infestations. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, it's basic common sense, folks. But it is amazing how much they hate Donald Trump. I mean, when he says the obvious, then they're going to come at him with every kind of stupid accusation. Really is pretty amazing. We can talk about Donald Trump and Baltimore or Democratic cities or anything else on your mind today. I really have nothing planned for this first hour other than to listen to you. And we've had a busy couple of weeks here with a lot of things to cover and a lot of guests, whether it was down at the border or state fair or whatever. So let me have it. What is it we're missing? What do you want to talk about? We haven't talked a lot about the shooting in California. Front cover of the New York Post today. Chilling motive of the California mass killer. Quote, because I'm really angry. An epidemic of young men filled with hate.
Because I'm really angry, that's where it stops? We can't get deeper so we can solve the anger?
Yeah, just to, you know, again, I for the life of me, I can't connect the dots between because I'm really angry and I'm going to go shoot some people in the park. Right?
Why don't you go to the gym, find a heavy bag, get some gloves out of a beat that's not out of a heavy bag, something like that. That'd be good.
Go online and call people all kinds of names, you know, to vent that way. I don't know. I mean, it happens 55 times an hour, so it wouldn't be anything new. I don't know. I don't know. But evidently there is an epidemic of young men filled with hate. Why would that be? Why would young men be filled with hate, do we think, folks? Why would this be an epidemic? Because they're bored? Why are they bored? Because mom and dad don't say, go get a job? Get out of the house?
They don't realize how good they have it, and we need to send some of these people to some various other countries. Like was suggested, sending Omar back to Somalia. Maybe some of them need to be sent to Somalia, too. You think you have it bad? Check this out.
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have no idea how freaking good you have it.
I think a lot of this can be put back on parenting. Obviously, I don't, you know, I mean, if you have a really angry child, I think some people are in tune with that. They're doing everything in their power to try and, get the son or daughter help, you know, trying to manage the situation. But sometimes, it doesn't. Other times, I think it's, you know, I'm just left alone to video games and, you know, being alone with your anger and not really dealing with the problem could be part of it as well.
True.
I don't know. I want to know, why is there an epidemic of young men filled with hate? And I'm just going to go out on a limb here. And I'm going to say, if we draw a line at Lake of the Woods down to, Worthington, Minnesota, okay? And then over to Sioux Falls and, Mitchell, come all the way up. Include South Dakota, North Dakota. I mean, you can go to Rapid City, whatever. North Dakota, South Dakota, and a good chunk of Minnesota is what I'm trying to get at. And you compare the young men that are filled with hate in that space where you are working on a farm or a ranch, you are, you know, hopefully productive members of society, working at a job, doing something constructive, living through a tough winter, building character that way. Compare them to those in California, Celtic California, or Baltimore? I don't know. Might be a completely different situation altogether. I don't know. I don't think we have an epidemic of young men filled with hate here is what I'm getting at. Am I
don't laugh!
Am I naive about
this? This ain't reality TV!
Sorry. Is that a sound bite on somebody that's...
I think it's from Anger Management.
Kevin and I are having a contest to see who can trash the show first. He won.
He did, huh?
He's winning. He's way out in the lead. Like everything else in life, I'm just a little too slow.
I don't know what the answer is.
Well, you know, join the club. Everybody's angry or has anger or gets mad, but you gotta just deal with it.
Well, I mean, but you find those people that, you know, they're missing a McNugget or whatever, so they reach through the drive-thru window and start, you know. It's like, people, dial it down.
I don't know. Anyway, that's a couple of things that are on my mind. I want to know what's on yours. We have President Trump this morning from the White House. Of course, he was asked repeatedly about Baltimore. Do you regret being so mean to the people of Baltimore? What, the facts? Truth is mean now? I'm glad we talked about it.
You can only say nice things, Scott. You know the world you live in.
Baltimore wasn't much better under Barack Obama or George W. Bush or Bill Clinton. A lot of this stuff has been going on for decades. Who says anything about it? Come on. Let's engage here, folks. 701-258-0550 for your take. 800-228-0550. Terry's on the road. Go ahead, Terry.
You're touching on a subject that's been in the making for
many, many years as far as angry young men. And I don't think it's just one thing. I think it's also the culture of the education that they've been getting. And parenting is part of it, but I think the educational system has let them down as far as becoming men. I took a young man in to help me this summer, and mentoring him, he's expressed a lot of concern about what he's learning in school, and it's disturbing to me because really he's not learning a lot to make him into a man.
That's interesting. I want to know a little bit more about those conversations, because that sounds fascinating, and I don't doubt the education system plays a role. Part of me is saying, okay, whose job is it to show a boy how to be a man? Is that everybody around him? Yeah, everybody around him. Hang on, Terry. We'll talk more about this after the break. Don't go away. Jim and Bismarck after that. More on What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I said, Jim, I want a flag put on my yard, but I said, I do not want foreign material. I'm not afraid to pay the price to get the stuff that's made here. You're offering that. I don't have the time myself to put it up. I believe you were the reason I was listening that day, and you came on, and I made the phone call, and it worked out great. Jim, this is what I have been looking for. Somebody that's patriotic like I am, that you're not out there doing it just because you want the money. You believe in what you're doing.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Throwing me the keys for Point of View tomorrow through Friday night, 6:30 on KX4, 9:30 on 1:30.
No fair copying those keys, by the way.
6:30 on KX4, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. So check it out. And if you have any suggestions of any guests and or topics that we could tackle on the TV right there on POV, you let me know. shoot me a text, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. But wanted you to know that. I'm looking at the calendar here. That's what made me think of this, and I was trying to think, when is WeFest? Not WeFest. I know when WeFest is. RibFest in Watford City. When is the Best of the West RibFest? It actually is coming up a week from Friday already. Friday, August 9th. And they have a full day of events. Pancake breakfast with the Boy Scouts in the morning. Street fair all day, 10 a.m. to 8. Lunch served by the street vendors and different teams at 11. They have a kids zone at noon. Classic car and truck show noon to 7. All kinds of team games going on in the afternoon. Then 4 until 8, RibFest VIP tent opens up with the ribs from all the teams from 5 until 6:30. 6 o'clock ribs are served, live music at 6. And they have car show awards and Best of the West. Big concert. It'll be a lot of fun. So mark that on your calendar, and we'll see you there. All right, back on What's on Your Mind. 21 past the hour. Telephone number 701-367-2054. Back to the phone. So, Terry, I'm curious about this conversation with this young man. And I think, you know, we could all have an opportunity to interact with the young man. Just use it, you know, in your case, you needed somebody hired hand. Just put him to work and don't talk to him. You're engaging in conversation. So that's kind of neat in and of itself. So your big takeaway from him is that he felt poorly served by the education system. Why?
Well, his foremost point, and that really hit home with me, was they concentrate more so on the social issues of injustice as far as what's going on with the Me Too movement and what's going on with the black community. And you know, it might work in a big urban area, but it doesn't relate to what's going on with the rural area. And he feels that there's nothing there for him, you know, to relate to. If he talks to a counselor as far as what's going on at home, it's basically just like they don't listen. They don't want to hear it.
Well, I also think I'm not going to defend whatever counselor he talked to, but I think we have a huge problem that we don't even grasp, where we expect our schools and our law enforcement officers to be mental health experts. Because so much of what they're dealing with, so much of their resources are devoted to the mental health, significant mental health issues of, you know, in the case of police people they're encountering, in the case of education students, that when a kid like the young man you're talking about comes in to a counselor, she's like, you're fine. You know, just get out of my office. I got to go deal with somebody that's bipolar.
Exactly.
You know,
That's what he's been told. And the other thing that he brought up, they don't go to church. There's no religion in the home anymore. And I think it saddens these young men.
Yeah, it saddens me. And I've said again and again, every time one of these shootings come up, you know what the problem is? Stone cold heart. I mean, there is not even a whiff of faith of it's you got to figure out how they got that, you know. And I don't, there's plenty of reasons they got it, but they got it. So let's figure out how you melt that, you know, that frozen heart. It's just so darn sad.
Well, you got to work at it one person at a time. If you know what saddens me is I see a lot of these people sitting at, and I'm just going to use this as an example. I see a lot of these good men sitting at McDonald's in the morning doing nothing but, you know, talking politics when they could be out there saving a young man, doing something other than sitting at McDonald's drinking coffee. It just makes me mad.
Yeah, even that, invite some kids from town to sit with them at coffee and learn a little and converse,
at least,
whatever.
You know, if you got the money to sit there and drink coffee, you got the money to buy a kid a meal and sit down and talk with him, see what his problems are. Because there's a lot of problems out there with these young kids. I'm telling you, I see it every day.
Terry, do us a favor. When you finish up the summer with this youngster, call us back and give us an update. Appreciate your calling today, okay?
All right, thank you.
Jim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys for your program. Keeps me sane every day after the morning when you hear all the left lies. And my other comment was, it took your advice, found Schweitzer meat, told him you sent me, got my discount, and that's the prettiest piece of meat I've seen in a while.
Wow, did you say prettiest piece of meat?
That's right, it was good. Nice and marbly. Excellent. Got a roast from him, and it was awesome.
He must have done the Wagyu, huh?
The what?
You do the Wagyu beef?
No, I did the prime rib roast.
The prime rib roast, okay, beautiful. That's nice.
Yeah. No.
And they have the ready for the grilled burger patties too in Wagyu and Angus. So I was thinking you went that route.
He showed me all the stuff they had, and that's going to be my routine shop from here on out.
Well, we thank you for that. Our fine sponsors are wonderful peeps. We love them. That's great.
You guys have a great day.
You too, Jim. Glad we keep you sane. That's wonderful. Aberdeen, South Dakota, we go to next. And Dwayne, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah, thank you. I just think it's time. I am a veteran, but I think it's time that all of our citizens, irrespective of race or financial well-being or the lack thereof, are subject to conscription. And that we give our government, whether it's a year or 18 months, we go to work. Whether it's a nursing home or in the Army where you probably get paid more. But it's time we give back as we start our young adult lives. And any of us that have served, we might have gone in a little cocky and thought we knew it all, but I guarantee you we came out with a lot more respect and appreciation for our country and fellow man, especially. And we didn't start that way at boot camp, but we ended up a lot better people. And we just aren't, we're so darn spoiled. We really are the Me Too movement anymore. We just need something to help these kids along. Totally agree with the gentleman that called ahead of me.
Appreciate the call, Dwayne. Other countries do that. We've had an all-volunteer army for a long time, but appreciate your sentiment. Jamie, are you traveling I-84? Are you, like, out in Idaho or something?
94.
Oh, 94. Okay, I had a typo here. What's on your mind, Jamie?
Oh, I'm just thinking, just tired of Democrats' double standards.
Such as?
Bernie Sanders, I think it was in 2016, did a tour of Baltimore. And he's on a video saying that it's a third world country, how it's underserved and dirty and filthy, and mothers can't buy proper groceries. There's no place to buy proper nutritious food for their children. All about Baltimore. And he gets away with it. Why does he get a pass?
Very good question, Jamie. Very good question. Phil, traveling I-94.
Drive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. What's going to constitute success for you in this event?
What we're looking for is changed lives. That has a ripple effect in concentric circles. So when one person's affected, the others around them will be as well. And so we know that this community and this whole region, really, you can draw a circle 300-400 miles wide, needs positive things to occur. We believe that through Christ, that's the best way to start. And so we expect to see positive changes. We expect to see maybe new ideas launched. If there's others that are interested in stepping on board with the human trafficking and helping in that regard, or even in, as we do these and going forward and being a part of the work of them. It is a family event, so it will be geared for families. Even though we're dealing with some of these other issues, it is for families. And so with the camping and everything like that that we will have there, we want families to know it will be family friendly.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of northern Mississippi, where a shooting incident at a Walmart has drawn a huge police response, and deputies in the South Haven area now say two people are dead, and a police officer and the believed gunman were also shot, and they are currently hospitalized. WREG is reporting that more than one store worker told their reporter at the scene the shooter's a disgruntled employee.
The incident follows a mass shooting in Northern California on Sunday afternoon that left three people dead and the gunman making four. He was shot by police less than a minute after his shooting began. Last night, a vigil was held in Gilroy.
We're here this evening to mourn these losses. We're here this evening to support each other.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The White House and myself and letters and emails and phone calls have received more phone calls than I think on any other subject of people from Baltimore and other cities corruptly run by Democrats thanking me for getting involved. Those people are living in hell in Baltimore. They're largely African American. You have a large African American population, and they really appreciate what I'm doing, and they've let me know it. They really appreciate it. And by the way, the numbers just came out. Unemployment for African Americans is the lowest it's been, the best numbers, meaning, in the history of our country, the lowest in the history of our country. But people have called from Baltimore thanking me so much because all that money that's been spent over 20 years has been stolen and wasted by people like Elijah Cummings.
Elijah Cummings, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, that's how this whole thing started. And, you know, immediately was racist. And over the weekend, they were saying that when he said it was infested, he meant it was infested with African Americans, which, of course, is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But again, folks, he's right about people reacting to this. They're going, thank you. I mean, in my mind, why haven't we, as conservatives, as Republicans, called this stuff out before? Past Republican presidents didn't. How do you ever expect these people to vote for you when you don't stand up for them and say, look, nobody should live like this? It's fantastic.
You see, now a watchdog group is asking the Maryland Attorney General to investigate whether Elijah Cummings and his wife apparently used a charity for improper self-enrichment. Washington Examiner got a complaint.
Interesting.
That they obtained.
Somebody called a moment ago and said, hey, thanks for the tip on Schweitzer's. Was that ever good? So let me tell you a little bit more about our friends at Schweitzer's. They do have the Wagyu and the Angus beef. This is a North Dakota raised, ready for the grill burger patties. And they're the only store that carries North Dakota raised Wagyu beef, which does have that intense marbling. Burgers are all North Dakota raised, jerky made from beef raised in North Dakota, homemade brats, beer brats, cheddar brats, summer sausage, meat sticks, country-style sausage. You say you heard it on What's On Your Mind, you get a discount, just like he did. 625 South Washington, Bismarck, in front of Dan's and right next to Runnings off of South Washington. Or call them at 751-0319. They're there until 6 tonight, so get in there tonight. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Another listener cruising along, I-94, and listening to What's On Your Mind, music to our ears. What's on your mind, Phil? Hang on a sec, Phil. I'm not hearing you. Daniel, have we got Phil up? Phil, are you there? I hear crickets. I don't know about you guys.
I don't even hear crickets.
You don't even hear crickets? Well, you can check it out. Meanwhile, let me just go to a couple of texts here. I wonder if the Gilroy, California shooter was made angry by liberal lies. In Australia, when they brought back guns and gun ownership down somewhat, the suicide rate dropped 60%. Any of your listeners know a gun suicide victim? Imagine if we had just a few fewer guns. Of course, you hunters would be terribly inconvenienced and hindered in your slaughter of wild game.
There we go.
But maybe the slaughter elsewhere would be less. Prettiest cut of meat? This morning I'm making tofu from raw soybeans. You know, I'd have guessed that if you hadn't even told us that. This is from Roger in Minot. I wonder if folks agree with his Australian solution.
To each his own.
Buying back guns, bring gun ownership down, the suicide rate drops 60%. Trump does such a fantastic job representing the whole of the country, especially in his American Al-Qaeda, the base. Did he just call us American Al-Qaeda if we're in the Trump base?
I think so.
Angry liberals. You know, we talked earlier about why young men have so much hate and that's what's blamed for some of these shootings. I guess older men have some of that hate, too, towards anybody conservative. Kind of sad. Phil, Hello. Are you there now?
Yes, I am. Hello, do you hear me?
Now I hear you, sir. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Beautiful day in North Dakota. On my way out to go camping, Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, my goodness. Lucky guy.
Yeah, I'll make this very, very short. Two comments, one about Baltimore and one about the angry young men. The angry young men, the answer to that can be answered in two words. Toxic feminism. And there's a war on boys. This young man in his school, you know, he's right. There's no place for him because they're constantly being told they're the problem. From first grade on, you're too fidgety, you're moving around, it's inconvenient for me. Why can't you be more like a girl? And that's the problem with angry young men. Root cause number one. And there are other causes, obviously, but that's root cause number one. Regarding Baltimore, before I moved out to North Dakota, and it's been 5 years now, five of the best years of my life, I spent 30 years living in Camden, New Jersey, which is arguably the most dangerous small city in America, working in public housing. And I'm going to tell you, Trump is spot on correct. A lot of money stolen, lots of money stolen. The biggest industry in cities isn't drugs or isn't crime. The biggest industry is the social services industry. And it's a big pile of sugar. And when you have a big pile of sugar on the ground, you know what you get? Cockroaches and ants. And that's the political establishment in most cities. Cockroaches and ants. And I will leave it at that. Thank God for Donald Trump. Thank God for Donald Trump. And God bless the United States of America. See you later, guys.
Take care, Phil. I like what he's doing. I do. I think that it needs to be discussed. You don't have to agree with him, but at least you can say, well, why is it that bad there? What is the root cause? How long have Democrats run that place? You know, and if you're in that cesspool, wouldn't you like to hear somebody like him fighting back? He's speaking the truth. You know, and you're not supposed to say it. Other Republicans haven't said it because it's a Democratic-run city, so just don't say anything.
Have you seen any of the videos that came out of Baltimore, West Baltimore, in the last few days from all the residents there that are behind him?
I love it. I love it.
There's a number of them that have gone out and said, okay, here, look.
I saw the interviews yesterday. Was it Turning Point USA that went out and interviewed people?
Yeah.
It was really good. Jeff in Montreal County, you're next on What's on Your Mind, Jeff. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. You know, a little bit ago, you made a reference to drawing a box around western Minnesota, North and South Dakota, and within that box, you would find mostly well-adjusted youths. Now, the opposite of that, my daughter just recently was invited to a wedding of a relative of ours out in the Seattle area. And did you know that there are people who call themselves a they? There is not a he. They don't like being called a he or a she or a him or a her. This particular individual insists
that they be called they. Because he doesn't identify as a woman. He doesn't identify as a man. He's a they. I can't even say that right because I'm saying he. But that's how maladjusted these people are, especially out on the liberal West Coast. It's just ridiculous. And my daughter is in her mid-20s, and I can't even say anything to her about it because she tries to defend these people and trying to say that I'm closed-minded, she's open-minded because she defends what they're doing. But I'll never understand it. And neither can the majority of the people in this country. And because we don't understand it, that's why this country is getting so messed up. We can't say anything. We are called racist. We're called misogynist. We're called every name in the book because we believe in traditional values and the rest of the country does not. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I have to tell you a story. You made me think of the fact that our daughter goes to school at Yale out east, and you'd expect some, you know, kind of crazy liberal stuff there. She actually has found a nice little niche with the church and also with the William F. Buckley crowd there that, you know, she's remained true to her roots and everything. So I didn't really worry about her out there. But, you know, some of the stories you get are just phenomenal. The one that I most appreciate is that when she started, every student had to answer a survey as to what they wanted to be referred to as. He, she, they, them, the, you know, neutral. Man, I mean, they gave him this list of.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Yeah, try ma'am out there. But
well,
literally,
you know,
I mean, they're now compiling databases over what. How do you want to be referred to as? You know.
Well, Scott, you just saw a sliver, or she just saw a sliver of what's going on in some of these universities, but. How do we know what's going on in these universities? How do we really know? Does anybody audit them? Does anybody look at the content that these professors are using when they're teaching? You know, here in North Dakota, we educated at Omar from Minnesota, that radical Islamic terrorist congresswoman that the idiots in Minnesota elected. We had a hand in creating that monster that she is. She went to NDSU or UND, one of the two.
Yeah, by the way, I was on a panel at NDSU. I don't know how long ago that is. There's video out there with it because it was all recorded. But I was invited to speak out there, and I got in a screaming match with a professor out there who said basically that we were to blame for 9/11. That, you know, that he had no blame for, you know, any of the people that actually committed these things. I'm like, you can't blame the American people. You can't blame America for being America. I mean, so, yeah, you're right. There's some strains even in our own university system that are way out there, and obviously she got her education there. I think she came radicalized maybe before she even got here a little bit, came from privilege and then uses Lutheran social services to get here, which seems odd to me. Her story, there's a lot more story there to be told, I'll tell you. That story is not over. We talked to someone that served with her in the Minnesota legislature who now is going through a number of legal proceedings to get to the bottom of her. But she's, it's bad. It's bad. And, no, you're right, though. Well, how do we know more? How do I, you know, we're not in the classroom. We don't know what's being taught. You know, we don't know where
our
lines are.
The next time one of the universities comes to the legislature asking for more money, asking for you name it, if I were a legislature, I would say no, no go, nothing, until you prove to me that you're teaching traditional values.
Yeah, and by the way, they have a partnership with Planned Parenthood right now where Planned Parenthood is laundering money through NDSU and getting money as a result of some bogus classroom exercise that is about as at odds with the values of the majority of North Dakotans you've ever heard of in your life. You can't make it up. They're doing it. Thanks.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time for the Medora Minute. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legend of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora Musical, and this year we do it in a fun, new way. We include his charge of San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving, but we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six Pack. Some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota celebrated in the Medora Musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Planes and people, part of What's on Your Mind, once a month, brought to you by Grand Sky. The folks that have that beyond visual line of sight flight capability and unique amenities at the Grand Sky Park. It's a full ecosystem of support services and partners for companies on the cutting edge of the competitive UAS industry. Also, EyeSight RPV services, providing remotely piloted vehicle operations to agriculture, wildlife management, insurance, critical infrastructure, emergency service clients, so they can unlock the value and efficiency of collecting data with unmanned aircraft. Check it out. 11 before the top of the hour, Ben in Sterling is next, 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Ben. Hi, Ben, go ahead.
All right, yeah, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make, I told Gasella that I just wanted to make a quick comment about, I don't know if it was your daughter or a young lady that you know is working with street folk and stuff, people that are living on the street.
Hey Ben, do me a favor, just move your phone just a little bit. It sounds like we're not quite getting everything you're saying because the phone's not being okay. Obstructed a little bit there. Just move it a little bit so we can hear you better.
I'll step outside. Hold on. All right. Can you hear me better?
Better. Yep. Great.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Well. Okay. What I was just I told the well. Anyway, I just called in quickly when you referred to the young lady with three people in Seattle. When all these people are starting to demand that they be called they and all these other personal pronouns, you know, there's this farcical society we're starting to live in. Maybe, you know, I keep thinking of the Gadareans, you know, when Christ removed the legion of demons from the Gadareans. And I don't say that as a joke. I mean, I'm laughing, but don't misunderstand my sentiment. I mean, after looking at this country the last 20 years and studying it, I just kind of, I'm worried about this world. You know, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. And I was getting to the point where we're starting to see Gadarean-type situations.
Yeah, I never try and understand any of that, honestly, because I just think we're not, you know, we're sort of beyond our understanding. But I hear you. You just say, wow, how does this movie end? At what point is there an awakening? I mean, when you look into the eyes of somebody who's saying, oh, I'm just angry. I'm really angry, so I'm therefore shooting up people. You just say, what? You know, by the way, how we know this is somebody, while he was shooting, did you know this? He's firing at the crowd, and somebody by him says, why are you doing this? And that's when he answered, because I'm really angry. That was like in the middle of
wow,
shooting up this festival.
Excuse me, I don't watch TV, okay? So I didn't know all the details of that situation. I was just calling in a general sense and my own personal experiences, you know, running into different people and stuff. What's the stuff in the scripture about when a nation forgets God? You know, we're really suffering a lot of those situations, you know. We're a nation that's forgotten God, and boy, we've got. And I like some of your callers; they were telling the truth. These older folks didn't. People got to start working with these younger folks because we've forgotten God, and there's a great danger in that. And thanks for taking my call. Okay.
Thank you, Ben. Love Sterling, great part of North Dakota. Some comments from listeners here. Let's try to get to as many of these as we can. Liberal Democrats in charge of Fort Collins, Colorado, have made the prairie dog a protected animal to stop developers. Literally taken over every open space and now become disease infested. Protect the prairie dog. Yeah.
Huh, there you go.
They should send a few North Dakotans in there to take care of that prairie dog problem is what they should do. Another says, given the deliberate destruction of the family nucleus and the devaluing of the role of the father in raising a child, it is of little surprise that we have a generation of lost souls. Perhaps we are at the point where mandatory non-combat military service should be required to instill some discipline back into society. I wonder what the military would think of that. It was just Norway, you know, and they have a mandatory year of service to the military required of boys once they turn 18. But they also have the pacifist rule. So I don't believe more. Okay, you're out. You can come up with all kinds of flimsy reasons not to go out. Texter says, Scott, not only is the media talking like idiots, this is the disgusting. Here's another Democrat pro-life profile talking idiotic. A legislator for Florida. Pay attention to the likes. It's no wonder things are the way they are. She's referring to Pam Keith, who said, stop telling me that every Trump supporter is not racist. Yes, they are. The word for someone who stands with, supports, votes for, justifies, disseminates, and co-signs on an avowed racist is racist. And she had lots of support for that. Texter says, I think we have an epidemic of loneliness, an antisocial behavior compounded by a lack of taking responsibility for your own circumstances, which I think is fueled both by leftism and insufficient parenting. A lot of thinkers on this program. Tom Grisham of Gun Talk is of the opinion that many of the drugs that our children are prescribed is partly responsible. I've heard that before, too. I have. Texter says, liberalism equals no value on life. We're seeing the results. Our current education system, run by government and teachers' unions, is the biggest failure in our history. Time for God to send a message to the libs. Another said, let God back into acceptance. We have a photo of a tractor. It says this tractor is leaning the correct way. It was made by Jerome Knudsen in Crosby. It's leaning to the right. You get it, guys? You can't see that on radio, but trust me on this one thing. It's leaning to the right. Yeah. All right. More of your comments. More of our conversation after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.